Welcome, guys, to the Life Stuff and Things podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bobby. Hope you guys are doing well. Just a quick reminder to follow us on our socials. We're on Twitter at LSATPod1. That is LSATPod, the number one. You'll also find us on Instagram at Life Stuff and Things Podcast. If you guys want to reach out to us, tell us what you want to hear from us. Tell us what you like about the podcast, what you don't like about the podcast. Just give us an email over at lifestuffandthingspodcast@gmail.com. We're on Apple and Spotify, so if you like what you're listening to, and we really, really hope you do, just give us a quick like and subscribe maybe. Just a quick idea of what you're going to get out of this episode and any episode going forward. We just talk. We don't really, you know, have a format. We did when we were B-squared, and we realized that like a lot of the good stuff that we liked about our episodes was when we would stop recording, when our producer Meat was just putting everything together. Like the things that we felt like gelled was just us talking about life stuff and things. Very creative title, I know. I came up with that one myself. Actually, I didn't. I'm pretty sure it was the three of us together. So, you know. But we hope you like this episode, and you hope to continue to support us. And we'll talk to you guys soon. We hope you enjoy it. So, it's funny. You had texted me. Well, you texted us while I was dying about...
To be fair, we're all dying.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not.
But you had texted us about a sequel idea for Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, yes
it which did. Then springboarded the idea of talking about like sequels to 80s movies that hasn't happened.
Okay.
And then literally I see the other day that they're doing yet another Beverly Hills Cop movie.
I'm assuming with Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is
it going to follow the events of the show or the movies?
I don't know, honestly.
He's going to be like the grandfather.
Well, that's what the show was, right?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
Oh, neither did I. But they did like a new one, a movie with like, what? No, never mind. I'm thinking a Shaft.
God damn it.
The so one with close. Brendan that T. Usher or whatever.
So close. So yeah. Close.
But I saw that movie and I actually enjoyed it, believe it or not. But no, that was Shaft. Yeah, because fucking Richard Roundtree and Samuel Jackson pop up in it.
Almost. You were this close. Yikes.
All right. Who's your go-to black detective? Is it Axel Foley or is it Shaft? And which Shaft are we talking about? Because I'll be brutally honest with you. That Samuel Jackson movie from the 90s, I fucking love. Or the early aughts or whatever. I fucking love that movie. I love everything about that movie. Christian Bale, Toni Collette, Vanessa Williams. Like, I love that movie.
The bad guy is fucking...
Christian Bale. Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in that movie. Like, that movie cannot be made today. Like,
no.
There's too many.
No, well, not even that, because like I'm pretty sure. Was he nominated for an Oscar?
Who?
Jeffrey Wright.
Recently?
Yeah. I feel like he was, no?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, you have Christian Bale and fucking Toni Collette. Like, I don't think you'd be able to afford these people now, you know what I mean?
That's my point. But then again, Toni Collette's over here doing Knives Out movies. Like, she'll do anything as long as the script's right.
Yeah, and like Hereditary, so yeah, I guess.
Right.
And Christian Bale's doing fucking Netflix movies, which I do want to watch. I do want to watch that movie.
I'll be watching that this weekend.
Yeah.
I did see that bullshit like Amsterdam.
The Pale Blue Sky or something like that.
Yeah. I saw his Amsterdam movie over on HBO.
Oh, how was that?
Garbage.
As bad as people say it is?
That shit is garbage. Mm.
He plays a young Edgar Allan Poe, I think, in the Netflix movie. Yeah, it seems interesting. But so did Amsterdam, and then I saw people just fucking bash the living shit out of that movie.
Because it's boring, and what sucks is that it's based on true events, so you're like, Jesus Christ.
Before I got sick, we did watch the new Knives Out movie.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Jesus Christ.
What, you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Like, why are we the fucking assholes here?
You're
why
not can't that, you be, you're why not can, asshole.
You're like, Jesus Christ. Like, why can't you be the fucking asshole?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like you're assholes.
You did. Made both. Like, she looked at me just now and was like...
I'm terribly sorry.
No, you're fine.
He's making that up, but okay.
You did that. You did the hand thing. I know, because I do the hand thing all the time. I get made fun of by my siblings for doing the hand thing. Anyway.
Yeah, I liked it just as much as I liked the first one.
Okay.
How about The Whale? Have you guys heard any feedback on that, the Brendan Fraser one?
I want to see it.
I have no interest in seeing this movie.
I did not want to see it until I saw like three people that I actually like, and they seem like normal people, say that they enjoyed it.
Me didn't see it, so...
I mean, there are more people in the world besides you too.
Oh.
They're on Facebook. They're not like my real life friends.
Oh. Yeah, people on social media, because they're the people to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, you know. You go where you're wanted, I guess.
Nowhere.
She's in like a fucking mom's fucking Facebook group.
Yeah. Listen, those are some of my best friends.
I rest my case. My work here is done.
My friends since my babies were little. This shirt is from literally 10 years ago from our like weightlifting group. Mm-hmm.
With a
cupcake. Oh, like, how much were you lifting?
But there's a cupcake on it. So like, is it supposed to be ironic?
No, it's funny.
Okay.
It was, I can't say the name of it because I don't know if it still exists and I don't want people tracking down anything I might have posted 11 years ago, but it had to do with cupcakes.
Now I kind of know what kind of shit she was posting 11 years ago. Like raunchy stuff?
No, I mean
you guys,
like
did you like moms used to flirt with each other?
No.
No, it wasn't like any bound shit?
No. Right. I don't know what that means, but
yeah,
all
me
right.
Either.
The movie with Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon, Bound? You never saw that movie?
No.
Sorry. Oh my God. They both, like, she's a lesbian, Gina Gershon, and then Jennifer Tilly's not, but then she like becomes involved with her.
She turns her out? Oh boy.
Dude, like, and then you got like hard nips throughout the whole movie.
Jennifer Tilly is my girl, right?
Yes, okay. Mine too. Right. Why do you think I like her as much as I do? Because of Bound.
All right.
And The Getaway.
All right,
there's like one scene in this movie. They did a remake of The Getaway with Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, and there's one scene where she's like riding a dude. Oh my God, so hot. 14-year-old me used to fucking beat the ham to that like fucking crazy.
what was the
Flop
one?
Flop the Bishop.
Flop the Bishop.
I guys, yeah. I said that in the group chat the other day, and Meat's rolling his eyes at me. You know where I got that from? You remember The Faculty? The 90s horror movie with like Josh Hartnett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Shooter McGavin plays Elijah Wood's dad in that.
Yeah.
And he goes, no more flopping the Bishop. That's where I got that from.
All right. So you didn't make it up. It's a little bit less cute now, but it's still funny.
I feel like the only word that I've ever made up in my life was queef waffle. Queef waffle.
Okay.
You made that up?
Yes. Actually, no, I didn't. I got that from a Sophia Bush and Brandon Routh movie called Table for Three or something like that. I thought I made it up.
Until just now.
All right, my Twitter followers were like, I've gotten so many compliments for using the word queef waffle. If you're listening, I'm sorry. I guess I've been living a lie.
You just had a moment of like...
Yeah. Because that movie just popped into my head. It was such a bad movie, but like it was Sophia Bush and Jennifer Morrison, and then you had Superman. I'm like, all right, I got to watch this movie. It was fucking terrible.
All right.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure like Jesse Bradford, who plays her boyfriend in that, says queef waffle at some point. God damn it. Jesse Bradford from Swim Fan fame. Anybody, any Swim Fan fans out there?
I don't even know that movie.
You never saw Swim Fan? Did you see Swim Fan Meet?
No, is there some like, but it was controversial, right? Did it have like a rape scene or something?
No, there wasn't any rape scenes. Like she has sex with him and he's in a relationship with a girl.
All right. Maybe
but
it was
no,
something.
No, like rape scenes. Not that I remember. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen that movie, but when that movie came out in the late 90s, I saw that. I was like, fuck. Because the girl in it is psychotic, but she had a name that I thought was super hot. Madison Bell, I think.
Okay.
And she was kind of hot, but she was like fucking crazy. She like killed people.
All right.
Yeah.
I can get down with it.
Yeah.
Well, sounds.
Yeah, because you're fucking crazy. You
obviously
would probably kill people.
No, I wouldn't kill people.
Or you have already.
No, never.
Meet, you kill anyone?
No, sorry.
Me neither.
Why are you disappointed by this? Like, why do you sound defeated?
I'm not defeated. Right.
Like, the podcast would be the place to be like, yes, actually.
I would be that idiot, though, that if I did kill someone, I'd probably, like, brag about it on my podcast or whatever.
It'd be you, Kyle Rittenhouse, just hanging out together.
did I read right that he like just turned 20 or something like that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to this fucking dude.
Or is he older than that?
I feel like he. I don't know. I was gonna say I feel like he has to be at least 21, but no, that people were just buying him
a
beer
in
like the
fucking
local
Texarkana, wherever he's from. You know, when you're like 16, that was the whole point of it. fucking dudes walking down the street with AKs and everything.
Listen, he had people to protect, okay? Yeah. That's what the court decided, shit. So yikes.
What was the name of the town? Kenosha? Am I getting that right? Yeah, because...
Yeah, Kenosha is where Ben Rothwell is from. Shout out Ben Rothwell, former IFL and it's MMA where fighter.
Gus Polinski's from.
Don't know who that is.
From the Kenosha Kickers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From Home Alone, John Candy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real person.
They're called the Kenosha Kickers. That was like what I remember about the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
I feel like that's a fun word to say, right? Kenosha. Where are you from? Kenosha.
Is that Wisconsin?
Sure.
Apparently now we're going to do a history lesson in the middle of the pod.
Geography.
Yeah. So close, though.
Speaking of history, my oldest, my girl child, had to do a social studies project. She's in fifth grade. And they got to pick, like, anything from, like, they're doing, like, early U.S. history or whatever. So she decided that she was going to do the Salem witch trials because...
Pretty popular one, yeah.
She's my kid, and we're basic...
That's such, like, a white girl thing.
We're basic white bitches. Listen, yeah. We, like, probably have ancestors or something. Yeah. Like, it just appealed to her out of everything.
She's probably going to wear, like, a fucking hat and, like, come in with the fucking pumpkin spice latte.
I'm assuming Scarlet A is going to be in her reading thing eventually.
No. I guarantee she'll never read that.
Or the Scarlet Letter.
Why would you say that she wouldn't read that?
I just don't see girl child or whatever we're allowed to call her on this. I don't see her reading Nathaniel Hawthorne. Sorry.
Give her time.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Listen, she's starting at the Salem witch trials. Give her time.
I just ordered her the Crucible, so.
Good. Okay.
You got to step her up. I get it.
I mean, I think I read that in like sixth grade.
Just make her watch the Demi Moore movie.
It's actually on Amazon Prime.
Is it really?
With striptease? I guess you can read that novelization too. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Wait, is that the one with Jesse Spano?
No, that's Showgirls.
Okay. Sorry.
Striptease was like for the classier people. Like,
for the people who like movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or pretend
like
to.
Showgirls was like if you couldn't afford to go to like a peep show in Vegas, like you just watch that movie. Like I remember I watched that movie and I felt dirty afterwards. Yeah,
I feel like that's a basic cable movie, or not a basic, like a HBO,
like a Skinamax movie. It's like Skinamax. Yeah, yeah.
So is that better or worse than Coyote Ugly?
Coyote Ugly is a solid movie.
Yeah, it's a solid movie. Showgirls, you're watching to fucking jerk off to Jesse Spano.
Okay.
Like, no one wanted to see that movie for any other reason besides that. And if you disagree with that, you're fucking lying.
Yeah, like, Striptease you get to because she's topless in it.
Yes.
And it's a good movie.
But it's like, again, it's a classy jerk off session.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Fun fact for all the One Tree Hill fans that listen. Nathan's mom is in Strip Girls and you see her titties.
You just combined both movies there. What movie? You said Strip Girls.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm having a stroke. Nathan's mom is in Striptease.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you see them titties in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shout out Nathan's
mom. I actually watched the movie over the summer. Like a direct-to-DVD movie from like the 90s with her and Maxwell Caulfield from Grease 2. And again, just it's her naked pretty much. She plays like an undercover reporter that works at a strip club. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think I'd be such a terrible undercover reporter.
Because you wouldn't show the titties at a strip club? Or?
Well, you would pick the story, so you wouldn't. It's not like they're going to give you a story to go undercover on.
Yeah, like you can say no to going to work at the strip club. Like, nah.
I'm not saying like that job. I just mean in general. I think I would like tell people what I'd start talking about, like what's really going on. I'd ruin it.
So you're saying you're a bad journalist?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I took journalism in high school.
What is that, 30 years ago?
Wow. Yeah, call me out like that. You know, 25 years ago.
Whatever.
And do you know what our big story was back then? Whether or not Tupac was alive. That was the big story.
So you were trying to work for, like, the Sun or some shit like that. think you weren't trying to do any real stories.
Right, right. I think we wrote like 5 stories about that.
Are you one of those people that still believes that he's still alive?
I mean, at the time, yeah. Oh, we were.
No, I'm talking about like now.
I mean, I don't know. Have you seen any of like these pictures that they post of like this old man down in Cuba that they swear is Tupac? Have you seen any of these pictures?
No.
You should. I mean, it's it's pretty convincing.
Or I could just believe that he died.
Absolutely, yeah, you could. Yeah, but that's no fun. What's fun about that?
Okay.
Why is it fun to think he's alive?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's fun to think about, like, someone being at, like, the height of their fame and being, like, noping out, like, nah, I'm not good with this anymore. Like,
but why would they do that?
Because you're tired of people. Because then people are still going to find you. They're still going to be like,
no, I'm saying, why not just retire?
Yeah, but when you still retire, you're still famous. So okay. You're still going to have people, if he's in Cuba or wherever.
Why couldn't he do what you're saying he actually, like, why couldn't he just move somewhere where no one would bother him? If it was so easy for him to do this, according to you conspiracy theorists.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I got no answers. Mm-hmm. Listen, all I'm saying is I'm not above faking my death. Nip that one in the bud. I would fake my death, definitely. I mean, I have no money or anything,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... What, to hide the fucking $23 we have in our banking account? Like, Jesus. All right, so going back to what we started to talk about, what started this whole thing, sequels to 80s movies. I actually gave this some thought.
Okay.
Now, are we allowed, like, say, like, there was a sequel to an 80s movies. Are we allowed to scrap that one and, like, do another one altogether? Because there are sequels to 80s movies where I was just like, what the fuck?
I mean... Halloween, right?
No.
Absolutely. I'm saying the Halloween franchise just acts as entire movies.
No, Halloween 2 and Halloween 4 were fucking phenomenal.
No, I'm not saying that you would want to redo them. I'm saying you can. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want in this
scenario.
Hypothetical situation. Yes.
Yes, go for it.
Well, I agree with Meat. I think a sequel for Ferris Bueller's Day Off would work.
Could work.
It could work. And it would, like, I'm not saying, like, if you did a sequel right after... Like, within the first couple of years after it came out. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, you could even probably do one now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
and not to sound super corny, but, like, yeah, like, Ferris Bueller himself could be a dad now. And then it could be, like, his kid or...
Could he be a principal?
Or
is that too
I feel
far?
Like that'd be too on the nose.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You guys' movie. Did I not tell you mine?
No, you didn't, because I didn't respond. And then Michelle told you that I was very sick. So I'm very excited to hear about this.
I've had this conversation at least twice now about Ferris Bueller.
Oh, gosh.
You don't have to have it again.
No. Cam has to be with, what's her face?
With
Sloan.
Sloan.
Yeah, they're married. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, they're married.
Do you know what we're talking about, babe? You're looking at me.
So I don't
Cameron
remember.
Was Ferris's
I
best friend and Sloan
was
the girlfriend. And now in Meat's movie, they're together. All right, yeah. I'm interested.
But because I like drama.
Clearly.
I want that. But here you go. What is it? 35 years now? Or 25 years? 35? Yeah, 35 years.
Yeah.
So Cam and Sloan are together. They have 2 kids. But she also has a kid by Ferris as well.
Ooh.
But
damn, that, you like Melrose Place type drama.
But that kid is younger than Cam and Sloan's kid.
So she cheated
on Cameron with Ferris.
For the sake of the story of drama, I need somebody to have stepped out, and I don't want it to be Cam. I feel like Cam wouldn't do it.
And I feel like his character in the original was so, like, I don't want to say, like, a cuck, but maybe he, like, I could see that, like, him being okay with Sloan having other relationships.
I don't even think it's that. I just think it's because it's Ferris. Like, how mad are you going to be?
I mean, this is not at all what my sequel would look like. I would very much keep it in, like, a John Hughes type setting. And like I said, like, he's a dad now. And
oh, well, John Hughes needs to grow up.
I mean, the man died, so there's not much growing up.
I'm just
up
saying
there.
His movies need to grow up.
Well, I mean,
because yes. Pretty in Pink does not have a happy ending.
No, it doesn't.
But, especially that sequel.
Oh, you mean like you have a sequel for Pretty? Okay.
I don't, but I'm just saying.
You confuse the fuck out of me because Pretty in Pink is one of my favorite movies. And I'm like, there's no fucking sequel to that.
You're correct. I'm saying if we're going to do a sequel to all these John Hughes movies, most of the sequels are sad, depressing
movies. Well, it's funny. one of the movies that I was thinking about having a sequel for because of a movie that I was watching the other day. Some Kind of Wonderful.
I don't know. Is it?
It's with Eric Stoltz and Mary Stuart Masterson and Leah Thompson. You've never seen Some Kind of Wonderful?
No.
You got, all right, guys, homework. You got to watch Some Kind of Wonderful.
Listen. Make a list of all the things we're going to do during this hotel getaway weekend.
Wait, what?
Well, we're getting, don't you remember we got to go to the Doubletree and get the cookies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. So I'll download it to my iPad and we'll watch it.
We're going to go to Hooters. We got plans.
That's right. Yeah.
We're going to make a weekend out of it. Not a week. I don't think I can do all week
now,
with you guys.
Now, let me ask you. Hey. Do you like Pretty in Pink?
My sister does.
I didn't ask about your sister. I'm glad she does.
You're absolutely right.
She has great taste in movies.
I'm not super enough familiar with Pretty in Pink to just be like, it's a favorite movie.
Because I feel like if you liked Pretty in Pink, then Some Kind of Wonderful is right in your wheelhouse. Now, I was a late bloomer. I was a late entry to, I was a late arrival, I mean, to Some Kind of Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I feel like would probably be able to comment on this movie very good? Someone like Brian, who was a teenager during that time.
You want to call him?
No. I'm just saying, like, I didn't see that movie until I was probably in my late teens, early 20s. So we're talking about almost 15 years after the movie came out, probably.
He did Uncle Buck? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. John Hughes, I mean... Like, you cannot talk about the 80s without talking about John Hughes. I don't want to hear about Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis and whatever else.
Wait, how
slasher
quickly,
movies.
I feel like you'll know this information. How quickly did he shoot The Breakfast Club and Weird Science?
Well, Weird Science was 83. And 85. Then, wait, Weird Science was 85?
Breakfast Club is 85.
No, I'm saying Weird Science.
Yeah, 85.
It came out in 85, but I'm pretty sure he did it before that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you had Anthony Michael Hall and Bill Paxton in that movie, and Bill Paxton did Terminator in 84, and I feel like that's the first time you saw Bill Paxton.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bill Paxton with one of the funniest fucking lines ever from Weird Science. Do you realize it is snowing in my room, goddammit? Anyway. That was a terrible Bill Paxton impersonation.
I heard it. I heard a little bit of it, though. It was pretty good.
But yeah, no. Some Kind of Wonderful is a very good movie. Like,
she's having a baby. Curly Sue.
Well, he didn't direct. He wrote a lot of these movies.
Okay. Well, see, I'm looking at a directed by John Hughes list.
Okay.
So. You know what? Let me just go to his IMDb. Let me stop
do it.
Bullshitting.
Go to his IMDb.
IMDb.
Whatever. All right, so you gotta finish your sequel to Ferris Bueller's here. Like,
wait,
you can't
he only
just
directed
leave his...
like six movies.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of movies. He produced a lot of movies.
That's what it is. Let's see. He wrote. Well, a lot of these movies are like movies he, because he had the original characters and they're going on a sequel.
Well, yeah, I feel like he did a lot of treatment for movies.
Yeah.
Did he write Home Alone or did he produce it?
Home Alone characters, so he might have.
Yeah, I think he wrote a treatment for it and then Chris Columbus took over.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Hey, he wrote Mr. Mom.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
National Lampoon, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club.
All right, so
Weird Science, I'm gonna like,
I've never seen 16 Candles.
Okay. So you're gonna add
as
that to
much
the
as I
well?
As much as I Same. Jump on the John Hughes train and I love Pretty
That's
in Pink,
first
Breakfast
one.
Club and Some Kind of Wonderful, I've never seen 16 Candles.
That's the first movie.
And I'll be brutally honest as to why I've never seen that movie. I can't fucking stand Molly Ringwald.
Mm.
And she's in Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club, which I fucking love, but I cannot stand Molly Ringwald. Like, even now when she pops up and shit, like she was on Riverdale for a while, she played Archie's mom, and I'm just like, ugh.
Why? What'd
I just don't
you?
Like Molly Ringwald.
Where'd
I'm sorry,
you?
I just don't. Which is crazy because you know I have a thing for gingers. And yeah. It's just like she's like the original ginger. Well, actually, I guess Ginger from Gilligan's Island is probably the original ginger. But anyway.
Wait, is that why they call people gingers?
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming so.
Let's just go with yes.
Yeah.
We can make up our own rules here.
I'm going to tell everyone that. Fun fact.
He wrote Drillbit Taylor? Good Lord.
Who?
John Hughes.
When did he pass away?
2009.
All right. So, yeah, I guess. When was Drillbit Taylor?
2008.
Damn. He got when one. He came out. He got that right in there.
He snuck it right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me leave it. Let me get out of here on a high note.
Yeah. I mean, was that really a high note, though? Like, I've seen Drillbit Taylor. Was it really a high note?
Listen, nobody aims for a shitty movie, so.
I haven't seen it. I don't know that one. Interesting.
Listen, just add it to the list of
Well, listen, you're finishing your Ferris Bueller sequel treatment, all right?
Okay.
But before you do, how many John Hughes movies have you seen? Can you name?
I mean, he said Curly Sue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club?
Yes, because I had to.
I'm sorry, what?
It was like a college like project or something.
I want to go to your college. What the fuck? That's a project watching the Breakfast
Club?
Shout
out Stockton.
Okay. All right. Let's see. National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yes.
He wrote that.
European Vacation?
Yes.
Home Alone?
Yes.
I mean, you're already at six movies, so.
And these are the ones he
Uncle
wrote.
Uncle Buck?
That one he directed. Yeah.
Great Outdoors?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, all right. So she's seen her share of John Hughes movies. Weird Science?
I mean, I feel like probably, right? Is that the one with the mannequin? No, that's Mannequin.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a great movie. Wow. that is a great movie, though.
I caught myself.
That's a phenomenal movie. I love that movie. Like, see, that's an example of them doing a sequel to a movie that I think was terrible, and I would just want to do another sequel. Like, nothing against William Ragsdale and Christy Swanson, but, like, no. Like, you had Lightning in a Bottle with Andrew McCartney and Kim Cattrall, and the only good thing was that they brought back Meshach Taylor.
The only good sequel of an 80s movie, at least I think it's an 80s movie, it might be a 90s movie, was
Mighty Ducks.
All right, relax.
90s movies.
What was the one?
D2 was a phenomenal sequel.
With the dead guy?
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes. Those two movies are pretty solid. Is the second one better than as good as the first? No, but it's still a good sequel. Because it does everything a sequel is supposed to do. It's just not as good. But it's not a bad movie. That's what I meant to say.
I mean, it's not a great movie.
Neither of them are great movies.
But yes, the first one's phenomenal.
That whole premise is retarded. It doesn't make any sense.
You can't say retarded on our podcast.
I'll bleep it out, sure.
Or no. Just in general life.
It's probably a good idea.
But really, Weekend at Bernie's is the only good 80s sequel.
What other one?
My only contribution was Mighty Ducks, and that's not even in the right decade, so.
Young Guns 2.
Didn't see the first one.
Die Hard 2.
That's fine.
Lethal Weapon 2. Predator 2.
To be fair.
I'm literally just thinking of, like, 80s movies. I mean, I'm literally just thinking of action movies.
Lethal Weapon 2 is probably better than Lethal Weapon.
I won't disagree with that.
Everybody knows Terminator 2 is better than Terminator, but that's 90.
But that was
right?
A 90, yeah.
So,
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Die Hard 2 is 1990, so I think that might be an omission then. I'm Googling it.
Either way, I'm thinking I'm still in the rom-com comedy space.
Well, again, you didn't have a lot there.
I didn't.
You had Mannequin.
I hear what you're saying. Let me pull up the list. 80s rom-com.
Yeah, Die Hard 2 was 1990.
So close. Twins!
Oh, Junior was such a bad movie. But see, I feel like that wasn't a sequel to Twins, though. I feel like that was just a movie that they made. Like, you know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to roll down the list here. Splash.
Terrible. I don't like that movie. Again, you know why? Because Daryl Hannah annoys me.
You're absolutely right.
I think she's ugly as fuck.
Well, that was the mermaid one.
Yes.
In the bathtub.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't just that. Like, they made her the object of Tom Hanks' affection in that. But then, like, they had her in, like, The Bonfire of the Vanities where, like, she's – and, like, Wall Street. And, like, I'm sorry, no. Like, no. She's not attractive to me at all. Like
– Romancing the Stone.
That's a good movie.
Don't know it.
Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. It's kind of like a ripoff of Indiana Jones, kind of, but, like, not – kind of. Keep going.
16 Candles.
Never seen it.
Something Wild.
Is that, who's in that? Is that, Jeff Daniels and Melanie Griffin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's all right.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh my God, how did we not talk about Dirty Dancing?
I carried again, a watermelon.
They did a sequel, and it was fucking terrible.
What was the sequel?
Havana Nights. They did it. It was like 20 years later. And then they did that. They did that ABC fucking remake bullshit that was fucking horrible.
But no, they did a remake to Dirty Dancing, and like the guy who did Black Snake Moan, and
yeah, I'm pretty sure it was for ABC or whatever, and it was fucking
no, it was a legit movie.
Havana Nights, then.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's.
I didn't know that was a.
Yeah.
A sequel. I thought it was a reboot. Terrible. I forgot. I keep forgetting that Coming to America is technically a rom-com.
Yeah.
And if you're asking me on the list, it's probably the best one. Big.
I think you got enough with Big. I don't think you need a sequel.
Mystic Pizza.
Same. Good movie, but I feel like
Working Girl.
Ooh. I've seen it. I just.
Say Anything. When Harry Met Sally.
Great movie. But see, these movies you're naming, like, I just feel like they don't need a sequel. Like, just keep them as is.
Well, you're absolutely right. Coming to America did not need a sequel. We got one.
Not 30 years later, especially.
We got one, though.
Yeah, we did.
But no, the world does need a new Ferris Bueller, though.
See, because I think you can add to that universe. Whereas I feel like a movie like Mystic Pizza,
mm-hmm.
there's just no need for it. Like, it's a good movie. When Harry Met Sally, like...
You're right. That doesn't need a sequel.
Like, do you need a 70-year-old Billy Crystal sitting in the diner making jokes? Like,
Sally Met Sally would be the new version.
Yeah,
you're probably
like,
right.
Well, no, now you're doing like Frankie and Grace or whatever on Netflix, where like she announces that she's leaving him for her best friend or whatever, like
book club partner.
Yeah, they've done that already.
Splash could use a sequel.
I vehemently disagree.
Again, you don't need the original people.
I just now, like, what about like remakes? Like,
why would you, what is there to remake? Again, I want to remake the outlandish shit, not like John Landis shit. Outlandish shit.
I got gotcha.
Okay. Listen. If you can somehow make Weekend at Bernie's make sense, I would love to see somebody try.
But that's what's great about it. It doesn't make sense.
I would love to see somebody try to make that movie make sense in 2023.
They did that already with the sequel where they got the voodoo involved and everything like that.
But that was
like,
90s.
But it didn't 90s. Work.
Of course it didn't work, but it's still just as good.
I don't think it would
good.
Work now.
That's what I want to see somebody try it.
But you got to bring back Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman. That's the only way I'm going to see this sequel.
No, they'll be in it somewhere.
And you got to have Terry Kaiser. I mean,
they're gonna
there probably doesn't need to be much acting. He's probably in his 80s now.
He's the dead guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He died.
No, he didn't. He's still alive.
Oh, I kind of swore I thought he died.
No, he's still alive. He goes to horror conventions and shit.
What did you call him yesterday?
No, it's just that he was in Friday the 13th Part 7, so he goes to all the...
One of them, somebody from that cast died. Hold on.
It was not Terry Kaiser.
Okay, relax.
You're about to break his heart when it's Terry Kaiser.
I'm actually Googling. I'm looking it up now. and if he is dead,
we're going to need a moment of silence.
Nope, he's still kicking. He is 70... No. He is 83 years old, though.
Yes, he is.
God damn. Jesus.
Do you ever think about what you're going to be when you're old?
Dead, probably. I'm going to be dead.
Solid answer.
Like, if I'm still here at 60, wow. That's how I feel.
Either way. Are mannequins still a thing? I don't go shopping for clothes on so...
They
sort
don't really
of.
Do mannequins. They do like...
They're like headless bodies.
Yeah.
And now they're like super size inclusive. Mm-hmm. So you'll go and there's like a, you know, a plus...
So essentially Mannequin 3 would
mid-size.
Have to be a horror movie.
No. There's like a mid-size
Jesus
normal
Christ.
Woman and...
Oh, because a headless fucking mannequin isn't scary at all? Like...
Listen, if you want to make your mannequin sequel a horror movie, let's go for
no,
it.
No, I don't. Again, I don't think you needed to add to the first one. Like, there are certain movies where I'm just like,
but
why?
But you just said remake.
No, because I... No, like...
You're looking at it... You're looking at it as a movie that needs to be remade.
Certain
I'm
movies
saying,
shouldn't be touched.
Okay.
Sleepaway Camp.
I have a list of, like, 5 movies that should have never been touched, and they've done a remake of, like, 3 of them.
Number 5.
So. Jaws.
Number 4.
A Few Good Men.
Number 3.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
It's a little modern, okay.
Number 2.
Halloween 2.
In number one.
Halloween. And they've remade Halloween and Halloween 2. You know it's a matter of time before they remake Jaws. Like, the fact that you've taken every other horror movie, you've taken Exorcist, you've taken Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you've taken Psycho. It's only a matter of time before they do a remake of Jaws.
Do you think they would do it as a TV show or as a movie?
A movie.
I think as long as Spielberg's alive, they're not going to touch his movies.
I don't know.
Because there's no need to do it, like you're saying. It still functions the way it intended.
Well, look at The Exorcist.
Did they redo that one?
They made a TV show out of it, which I was just talking to a kid girl or whatever the fuck we got to call her about it. It was a fine TV show. Like, for what it was, I thought The Exorcist TV show was fine. I actually enjoyed the shit out of it. But again, you didn't need to do that. And now they're the people that did the most recent Halloween trilogy are remaking The Exorcist. Or it's a sequel. I don't know. It's going to be fucking terrible. Like, it just... Like, some things you just don't gotta add to. Like, there are so many 80s movies that I would love to discuss, like The Lost Boys.
Love that movie.
And they made sequels to it, and they're fucking garbage. Like, they were direct-to-DVD sequels because of Corey fucking Feldman. And they were garbage. Like, you just don't, you know, no.
Sorry you feel that way, man.
Well, I mean... Wait, you want movies like The Lost Boys to be remade and have?
I never saw Lost Boys,
but I bet he saw like Vampire in Brooklyn and shit. You know what I mean? Or Blackula.
Why would I see Blackula? Of course, I saw Vampire in Brooklyn. Why wouldn't you see Vampire in Brooklyn?
Vampire in Brooklyn's a great movie.
It's an Eddie Murphy movie. Come on,
it's a great movie. Damn, I don't even like when I talk about great Eddie Murphy movies. I don't even think of that movie, and that's such a good movie
because there's like 10 other ones before you get to Vampire in Brooklyn.
Like, do you like Boomerang?
It's fine.
I like that movie. I'm a big fan of Boomerang. I'm not putting it up there with, like, The Golden Child or, like, Beverly Hills Cop or anything, but, like, I like Boomerang.
All right. So before we get back to the Ferris Bueller thing.
Okay.
Favorite Eddie Murphy movies. That's what we're saying?
Dr. Dolittle.
Jesus Christ. My favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
Okay. Dr. Dolittle. One or two?
I didn't know there was a second one.
Jesus. Now, are we talking like straight up movies or like can movies. We do like okay, so like his comedy specials, like Raw isn't an option.
I'm not counting that as a movie. No.
Okay, all right. So this is tough.
You want to go down the list or no? You need the
go
list?
Ahead.
All right, hold go on. Ahead.
Maybe I'm forgetting one, which I don't think I am.
Eddie.
I think I'm going to go with Beverly Hills Cop 2.
It's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
Yes.
Good Lord. Okay.
Because I love him in that movie.
So again, like, you said Dr. Dolittle. Favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
She probably hasn't seen a lot
of Eddie Murphy. It's literally the first one I thought of.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
because
enough.
She hasn't. She's not. This is a hard conversation for Michelle.
Yeah, you're pulling teeth with me right
she's
now.
She's being an absolute goddamn trooper about it, though, because she is not a movie fanatic like you and I are.
That's fine. You'll be all right.
I literally never know actors and actresses' names. It's like my favorite thing in the world to listen to Bobby start just like going off about actors and directors and this and that, and I'm like, how do you know?
I'm like you and I are polar opposites with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I can remember every actor from every movie, and you, like, we could watch a movie right now and tomorrow morning you
I'll forget about it. Yeah, absolutely.
He is in 68 movies.
Damn.
But
and what's like, funny about that, he didn't like sell out like you know, Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis did, like, he doesn't do, like, direct-to-DVD movies.
Well, he's too big of a star. He never could, nobody could afford him at that price.
No, but I'm saying, like, he has that large a body of work, and, like, it's all mainstream shit for the most part, probably.
Mostly. So we got 48 Hours.
Great movie.
Trading Places. Beverly Hills Cop. Best Defense. I don't know that one.
Neither do I.
Golden Child, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Coming to America, Harlem Nights.
God, man.
Another 48 Hours, Boomerang, God. The Distinguished Gentleman.
That's a good movie, too.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Vampire in Brooklyn, The Nutty Professor, Metro.
Oh, Flubber is a Nutty Murphy movie, right?
No, honey, no.
Oh, that's Robin Williams?
That's Robin Williams.
Okay, then I'm thinking Nutty Professor. All right.
I don't want to count animated movies, but anyway, Dr. Dolittle, Holy Man, Life, Bowfinger, Nutty Professor 2, Dr. Dolittle 2, Showtime, Pluto Nash, I Spy, Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare is a good movie, too.
Such a good movie.
Haunted Mansion, Dreamgirls, Norbit, Meet Dave, Imagine That, Tower Heist.
Is that the one with Ben Stiller?
Yes, sir.
That movie sucked.
Mr. Pluto Nash has the comedian with albinism, Victor Varnado is in Pluto Nash, right?
I've never seen Pluto Nash, so...
Literally, I only know Life by Comedians. That's the only reason I ever remember movies.
Now, you said you... So you didn't put Shrek on there for a reason, on purpose.
Yeah, I don't want to put animated movies up here.
Yeah, I'm going with Beverly Hills Cop 2. As much as I love Boomerang and The Golden Child and 48 Hours, I'm sorry. For me, it's Axel Foley, and I just think he's so fucking funny in that second one.
It's a toss-up for me. It's either Trading Places or Coming to America.
See, I don't even know if Coming to America would be in my top five Eddie Murphy movies. I like that movie, but I just feel like there's better stuff. I think The Golden Child is such a better movie than Coming to America. I do. I love The Golden Child. I do.
Golden Child's a fun movie to watch.
I like Trading Places more. I like 48 Hours more. Like I said, I even think I enjoy Boomerang more than I enjoy Coming to America.
That's acceptable. Harlem Nights is also funny as well.
You want to know, I feel like they had a really pull. I feel like they had to stretch Eddie Murphy out to make Coming to America really good. I think the funniest parts of the movie are when, the scene in the barbershop.
Okay.
Where he's playing, three different parts at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like... It's kind of like the same thing with Shrek, where it's funny, but I don't know. I'm trying to defend the fact that I'm not a big fan of Coming to America. I'm not.
It's fine, man.
I think it's an overrated movie. I'll say that. There we go.
Shots fired.
Okay. No, see, that's fucking bullshit. No, no shots fired. I just think.
That's shots fired. You know why? Because none of the other movies you talked about had sequels that people wanted that they didn't get. Nobody wants a sequel to The Golden Child.
I agree with that.
Nobody really likes the sequel to Beverly Hills Cop 2.
See, I like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That's fine.
That's a personal favorite. Used to be on HBO all the time. I used to watch that shit.
Nobody wants a sequel to Boomerang.
But you're telling me people wanted a sequel to Coming to America?
Yes. Because
then why did it take 30 years to make it then?
Because Eddie Murphy's too fucking expensive.
I guess, but
he had to be on his way down, theoretically, to just be like, yeah, I'll do this movie.
All right. Listen, you know what? When you guys watch Some Kind of Wonderful, I'll watch Coming to America. I'm going to give it another chance.
Why?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched that movie in probably over 10 years.
Well, here's the crazy thing. Most black people don't need to watch Coming to America. We know the movie. We know this.
All right. So what's the white people counterpart? Don't say
It's going to end up being some John Hughes movie.
You think so?
Absolutely. From that same era? Yeah, it would have to be.
Well, does it all right, how do I say this? That's your go-to movie, you're saying, black people, is Coming to America?
It's either that or, as far as quotability, right? So either, yeah. It's either Coming to America or...
Friday?
Well, Friday, yes, but... Or... The Last Dragon.
Oh, that's a good movie. But that's not a comedy, though.
But it is. It's an action rom-com.
Have you ever... Babe, you've never seen
it. Yeah. I've got nothing.
What?
I got nothing.
Do you know what it is, though, at least?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So how would you explain The Last Dragon to someone that's never heard of it before?
Are you familiar with Bruce Lee?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the... sort of stereotype of black people liking martial arts movies?
I mean, no. I just heard that now for the first time, but okay.
Are you familiar with rich Motown moguls that think they could just make movies in the middle of the 80s?
I am not, okay. But I believe you guys.
All right, well.
That's the only setup you need. You just need to know those three things, and then you can just watch this movie.
All right.
Take someone that made a bunch of amazing Motown records that also happens to like martial arts.
Okay.
and then probably just gets bored one day in the 80s. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make a movie.
I got a bunch of money and yes, this is what I'm going to do?
Essentially.
All right.
Yeah.
And he stumbled upon probably one of the greatest absolute nonsense movies that you could ever watch. It's so absurd.
Intriguing.
That it's almost perfection.
If you got the glow, then you got the glow.
It's almost perfection. It's almost the perfect movie.
Like, you ever hear the term, it's so bad it's good? I'm pretty sure it was because of The Last Dragon.
The thing is, it's not a shitty movie because it's hard to watch. It's one of the easiest movies to watch, but it's so...
ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
So you're watching it like,
we're gonna watch
why
it
do
this,
I love this
Now
so
I want to watch it, so we're going to watch it this weekend, maybe. I got to see if it's on anything. And then you're going to download the soundtrack because you just have to.
The soundtrack's a banger.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, if you watch the movie, you're going to want to hear the soundtrack.
Yes, I completely agree with that.
I'll watch it. I'll let you know what I think.
Either way.
You reach that upper level, your mind, body, and soul will be one. It's a sacrifice. I fucking love that song. Oh, it's so good. When you got that glow. I'm not even doing it justice. Like, I'm bashing it. Like... And I'm not trying to, because it's a phenomenal song.
Like, I think for me, those are my two most quoted movies between me and my sister. Coming to America and The Last Dragon.
What would be, like, your most... Don't say Freddy got fingered. No, she literally quotes that movie. Like, it's ridiculous. It's not funny.
I'm trash.
It's not funny.
I don't know. I feel like the only movie quotes I ever say are, oh, we're back in the car again, like Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I carried a watermelon whenever I touch a watermelon, because that's literally my favorite thing to say. I don't know. Japan 4, because Freddy got fingered. Masterpiece. I don't know.
Like, you know who I... Like you said, John Hughes for white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel like when it comes to comedy movies is probably like I... Like Judd Apatow movies.
Okay.
Like, between Superbad and Knocked Up. Okay. I mean, not Knocked Up. Superbad and The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay.
Like, I feel like between those two movies.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
No, like, the funniest line in 40-Year-Old Virgin is, you know, when Steve Carell's like, there's something wrong with her underwear. Seth Rogen's like, yeah, they're not in my mouth. Like, I'm sorry. I still laugh at that shit.